Up next on the program, we're talking about Reno Little Theater. They're kicking off their 81st season soon. And if you're looking for something to do with the kids coming up on this long holiday weekend, head to Reno Little Theater on Monday. They have a free open house. And here with the details, Melissa Taylor. She's Managing Director of Reno Little Theater. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And we have a new member of the Reno Little Theater family. It's the new Education Outreach Coordinator, Sarah Phillips. Sarah, welcome to Reno.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, how long have you been here?
3 weeks on Saturday, so just arrived.
And did you come from Illinois?
I did, yes. The suburbs of Chicago.
Now, what made you want to get into theater education?
Well, when I was a kid, I know that I just had such incredible experiences. They made me who I was as a person. Really amazing educators growing up in middle school and high school. And when I went to college, I knew that I wanted to continue in theater. And I had always wanted to teach. So theater education was the track that I ended up taking.
And you're just out of college a couple of years now, and now a full-time education coordinator, outreach coordinator for the Reno Little Theater. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so, too. I'm so thrilled to be here, and this is an absolute dream job, 100%.
We had a lot of really great candidates from all across the country and interviewed several of them, and Sarah was by far our number one choice, and we were like, how can we get her to come out here from Illinois, drive across the country, give up everything she knows, and teach the children of Reno about theater education?
Now, was that a hard decision? What had you heard about Reno before you took off and came here?
Casinos, deserts, and wind. That's what I had heard about Reno before I came here. But very quickly, I mean, even in my first conversation with Melissa and Mackenzie at RLT, they were 100% quick to assure me that there was so much art and so much culture here. And it's absolutely true. I've been here a very short time, but I have experienced a lot already. And there's such a thriving art community that really sticks together, and that's outstanding. It's wonderful to be in an environment like that.
Now, what are you going to do for our kids? How can you get kids interested in theater, Sarah?
Well, we are going to be offering lots of different programs. We're going to start off with classes at RLT, all the way from ages 2 years old up through fifth grade. Now, we'll be expanding that into older kids as we progress with the program. We'll be offering three different classes starting September 14th. Registration will be available on the website very, very soon. The Mommy and Me classes, which are for ages 2 and 3, those are come with a parent, and those are focused on cognitive development and using theater activities and games and songs and finger plays, all as a tool to develop bond between parent and child, to get those kids ready for pre-K, to give them a new experience, get them socializing with kids their own age. And that's for, like I said, the younger kids. Then we have just a general creative drama class, which is for kindergarten through fifth graders. And that's focused on just giving kids the basic skills of theater, how to use your mind, your body, your voice, all of those different elements that go into creating a story, creating a character. And absolutely 100% all focused around fun and games and getting the kids up and moving as much as we possibly can. And then our last class that we're offering, which is also for kindergarten through fifth grade, is staging stories, which is taking legends, folk tales, fairy tales, a lot of stories that the kids will actually already be aware of. We're thinking about even pulling some Disney into there if we can, and developing literacy through the use of theater. So they'll be using those characters as a means to look at those stories in a different way, as well as cultural literacy. We're going to be exploring lots of different multicultural fairy tales and myths and legends, which I'm very, very excited about.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff. We're talking with Melissa Taylor and Sarah Phillips from the Reno Little Theater. They have a free open house for kids coming up on Monday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Reno Little Theater. You can find details at the website renolittletheater.org. We'll talk about the open house in just a moment. But first, Sarah, how can theater education help a student to succeed in regular life?
Well, one of my, I guess, basic philosophies about theater education is that theater is every single subject. Whenever you're in a theater class, you are developing language and literacy skills. Whenever you are in a theater or drama class, you are developing scientific inquiry skills, math and cognitive reasoning skills. Those skills directly translate, especially in terms of language and literacy. Students who get the chance to explore a story or a character by stepping into the shoes of that character and getting to bring it to life, that really sticks with those kids, as well as enhances their ability to understand those characters and how the story progresses, etc. It also does wonders for kids in terms of just general life skills, self-advocacy, bodily awareness, conflict resolution, again, developing social interaction skills, public speaking skills, all of those elements can come from being in a theater classroom where kids get a chance to really open up in a very, very safe environment where they are applauded for getting to express themselves and be themselves in a classroom.
Now, that is probably a rare occurrence for kids in the classroom today, in the regular classroom today. So,
having them
go into a theater environment and be able to release all of that probably is super positive and very good for confidence.
Absolutely. They build so much confidence over the course of, you know, a 6-week course or even just a couple hour workshop. Kids can walk out a different person feeling like they have learned something about themselves, which is really extraordinary. And absolutely, I think that one of my main goals at RLT is that as we continue to swing more and more towards core subjects and testing in our schools, it's very, very important to me to offer kind of an alternative and a balance to that, where kids can have the opportunity to explore in a way that they don't necessarily get to in a traditional classroom. Like you said, it's becoming rarer and rarer for that to be an integral part of the curriculum. And really, it should be. We all have bodies, we all have voices, we all need to learn how to use those. And every school should have some kind of theater. But as that is not the case, places like RLT are definitely taking the initiative to kind of bridge the gap and make sure that those are offered to kids.
We're talking with Sarah Phillips and Melissa Taylor from Reno Little Theater. Sarah is the brand new education outreach coordinator. She's going to get your children involved in theater, and you can experiment with that coming up this Monday, the 7th, with an open house at the Reno Little Theater. They're located 147 East Pueblo Street. You can find details at renolittletheater.org. Now, we're going to talk about your 81st season in just a moment, but what are kids going to be doing on Monday? It sounds fun.
Everybody will get a chance to meet Sarah to get more information about the classes that we'll be offering. Kids, though, will be getting to play theater games. They're going to be designing character masks and creating an edible stage. I can't wait. My kids are so excited to come to this festival,
edible
too. An edible stage.
Wow.
I hear a rumor that there are fruit roll-up curtains and things like that. we're going to have a photo booth set up for a costume photo booth for kids to
take really amazing pictures.
Yeah, it's so much
and
fun.
With their masks as well.
We're just excited to get them into our building to see what RLT has to offer, not only for the families, but for the whole community.
This is exciting. It's happening Monday, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., a free open house at Reno Little Theater. It's their education festival to introduce their new education coordinator and get your kids involved in a theater. Once again, it's free, Monday, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., details at renolittletheater.org. Now, exciting 81st season coming up. Melissa, tell us a couple of highlights.
We just wrapped up our 80th season, which was a huge milestone, and not many theater companies can say that they've achieved that. We're one of very few. And so now we're like, wow, we hit 80. Let's take it to the next level for 81. We're so excited to be offering 7 main stage shows. We're kicking off the season with Picasso at the Le Pan Agile that is written by Steve Martin.
Nice.
It's it opens September 11th, Friday, September 11th, and runs through October 4th. It's a comedy about an imagined meeting between a young Picasso and a young Einstein in a bar. It's hilarious. It's directed by Chad Sweet. And then we've got Rapture, Blister, Burn. We've got The Odd Couple female version.
Nice.
We're doing a show called Fortinbras, which is a sequel to Hamlet. It's It's a comedy, a contemporary comedy sequel to Hamlet.
Wow.
We're doing a show called Radium Girls, which is a fantastic drama. And then we've got The Exit Interview, which is our edgier piece this season. And we're closing the season with another musical. We just did our first musical in like two decades this last summer with Your Good Man Charlie Brown. And we had a really great reception to it. So we said, we're going to do it again. Yay. And we're doing Side by Side by Sondheim next summer.
Wow.
Yeah. So all of the information is at our website with ticket prices, dates, times, synopsis, cast lists. Anything you could want to know about what we're doing for our season is there. We're also really excited to be kicking off a new series in place of our Off Off Wells series, which was sort of a fringe series. They ran one weekend. In place of that, RLT is also kicking off a new series called the La Gente series, which is a Latino theater series. It's featuring works by Latino playwrights. We're using a lot of Latino directors. But the shows, though, are universal themes. We're looking at bridging gaps between cultures. We're looking at how the series is called La Gente, which means the people, because we are all one people. And we're really excited, though, to be, you know, trying to do something that's relevant to our specific neighborhood and the culture that we're surrounded by in the Wells Avenue corridor. We're working with some really fantastic people to bring that to life. And we have a kickoff festival for that, too. We're having lots of free parties this year on October 10th.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
Head to the website, renolittletheater.org, to get all the details. Renolittletheater.org. Head for the open house on Monday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Reno Little Theater, 147 East Pueblo Street. Details, renolittletheater.org. Ladies, thank you so much for your passion and your love of theater and for getting kids involved. Sarah, welcome to our community. We'll have you back to talk more about the season.
Thank you so much
thank
for having
you.
Us. We hope to see everybody there.